Folks, we are at the Metropolitan Crime Commission Excellence in Law Enforcement Awards, lunching at the Sheraton New Orleans, and we are honoring the men and women who make Metro New Orleans safe. And right now, our guest is Greg Rusevich, who is the chair of the Metropolitan Crime Commission and past chair of the New Orleans Crime Coalition. Greg, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Newell. Always great to be here.
It's great to be here today. This is one the primary fundraiser for the organization. I understand it's sold out again this year with even more seats than last year. That's got to be great news.
It's pretty incredible. Close to 750 coming today. And, you know, last year was our number one year and by far. And then this year is going to be about 40% above last year. So it just keeps growing. People just love the results, and they feel safer, and we think we've been a small part of that.
For the benefit of the listening audience, if you would, articulate why you believe it's important to have a watchdog agency for our
right,
community.
Right. Well, two reasons. Number one is the public corruption side. So that's really where the MCC was founded 72 years ago, focused very much on public corruption. It's never got away from that. As a matter of fact, since 2009, about 110, you know, the MCC's been effective in giving referrals and assistance to federal and state law enforcement for corruption-related cases, 110 cases we've helped resolve. And so the mission of public corruption continues, and it lets the sunshine in and keeps public officials accountable and accountable to the public. And then secondly, on the crime-fighting front, you know, Rafi and the team just do such a great job of digging into the data and the facts, and then those facts that are reported by the MCC help law enforcement draw conclusions to then act on those conclusions. So we're basically the foundation of the information flow that is provided to the community and law enforcement so that action can be taken.
Some of the other things that you guys do, I think, is really important. Without digging into the data deep, you know, you don't get to a point where you find things where you are compelled to ask questions operationally why you're doing things certain ways that aren't yielding results.
Right, exactly. Well, let's take, for example, the weekly crime bulletin that we put out every week. That actually shows crime by neighborhoods and street blocks. So it helps NOPD, and now the state troopers actually go into that information and then see where exactly that crime is. Now, they have a lot of that information, but this is also bring it transparently to the public as well. And absolutely, it helps, you know, I think performance metrics within NOPD, and same thing with the DA's office. I mean, we report how many cases are accepted, how many are effectively prosecuted, and how many convictions it leads to. So that information is critical for both the DA's office and the, you know, holding them accountable and holding NOPD accountable and everybody in the system accountable. And same thing with the jail. We track how many individuals are in the jail and what they're in there for so that there's not hysteria in terms of why the jail population has gone up. Through the facts, we can explain who is in there and what their population is, you know, their issues have been.
And there's not really anyone looking at the data in a holistic sense like the Metropolitan Crime Commission.
Yeah, no, we and the research team is just exceptional, and we have some very generous you know, supporters and sponsors that fund that research.
Yeah.
And so we've got a great research team, and they go in with no ideological lens. There's no ideological lens by Rafi or his team. We just go in and we pull out the facts, and the facts lead to conclusions, clear conclusions. So it's not, we're not going in with some ideological lens, which you find so everywhere these days, Rafi. We just, MCC doesn't allow that to happen. You know, it's like tell it like it is, and Rafi's the principal tell it like it is guy. So.
And a lot of elected officials, if they're smart, they're receptive to receiving the information.
Yeah, and I think most are. Yeah. I think most look at the information. And frankly, when we see an issue that has become politicized and one side or the other is trying to make hay out of it, and it's the wrong path to take, I think that the information we provide can help get them back on path.
Yeah, clear it up.
Yeah, clear it up. Yeah.
You know, kind of dragnet, just the facts, man.
Right, just the facts. Yeah.
We don't need all the noise.
No, not all the noise. Right. And when they try and go in one direction, and that one direction is not supported by facts or data, then we bring them back and say, these are the facts. Quit trying to go on some ideological lens when we're providing the facts that you should be guided by.
Now, this event tonight, today, is important because it highlights a couple of big cases and primarily One of the things that I used to love to wake up and read about is when my men and women of the JPSO working with other agencies, connecting dots, dotting the I's, and you see a flow of an investigation.
Yeah.
You know, it was like reading a crime novel. And those were the only crime novels I read were what we call dailies.
Right.
And my best days in the sheriff's office is when I got up and I had a daily and I'm like, we knocked it out the park.
Yeah. And particularly when you can do that with a team of others regionally.
Yeah.
And we're going to point out one case today and give out a group of awards that are directly connected to what you just suggested, which is where we have a very specific example of where the where federal, state, regional, local, but not just that. Harbor Police were involved. Tulane was involved. Everybody in an Operation Clean House that went in and led to just incredible numbers of arrests, incredible numbers of effectiveness to protect neighborhoods. And so we'll be giving out awards to a large number of those groups today, you know, that include, DEA is included. So it's just a large number of individuals, and it's great to see. Newell, and this is something that Rafi and the team have always called for is collaboration amongst law enforcement. And as you know, there's nothing better when you see that, particularly when you add in the technology that's used, because everybody's not equal on technology. So then when the technology is shared as well, it just leads to incredible results.
And it's interesting because, as you know, some of the agencies have more strengths in areas than others, right? And have access to sometimes more in different data components because of the nature of what they do than others. And when you pull all of that into that law enforcement jambalaya, it works,
and
so to speak.
It's over 20 agencies that were involved in that one effort. So we'll give out those awards today, and we'll give a 3-4 minute detail on what that entailed. But it's really quite fascinating. And
so
someone who loves those daily novels, you'll really like that part of the program.
And you have the toughest job today. They tell me you're the timekeeper. You got to keep this on schedule, right?
Yeah, well, that's always the toughest. But I promise, Rafi is like by the minute. He's by the minute and by the half minute. So I know we've got to stay on, and we will stay on schedule. I can assure you that. Trains will stay on track at
this
point.
He's got you trained.
No. This train will stay on the tracks. Yeah, this train
will
stay.
Well, congratulations. I know,
I know
he's paying you the big bucks as a volunteer. And, you know, without folks like you in our community, we're not able to do it and accomplish what we do. So thank you so much.
And thank you for being here. This is just fantastic, and I know it'll take us to the next level. So thank you, Noel.
It's good to be a part of the team.
Thank you.
Greg Rusevich, the chair of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.